Paul Gerson and his wife Gertrude were deported to the Warsaw Ghetto on April 2, 1942, and murdered there. This is the story of Paul Gerson.
My name is Paul Gerson. I was born on November 9th in 1882 in Schwedoda, the fourth of seven children.
There are eight of you. You always forget about Louis.
My goodness, yes! My brother Siegfried and Louis died at a young age of 23 and 28 when they fell as soldiers in World War I. This greatly affected the family, and in their honor, we erected a memorial plaque at the Jewish cemetery.
Perhaps that's why your father was always so authoritative. When he took over the business, he remained in charge.
That's why my siblings sought more distance. After the births of Siegfried in 1914 and Abraham in 1916, we moved to Königsberg in Neumark and established our own business there. I had the knowledge from my father's nail forge. My eldest brother Adolf, born in 1876, lived with his wife Rose in Frankfurt during the war. Hermann, 2 years younger than Adolf, worked as a merchant. He, Julia, Alexander, and Eichhörnchen later lived in Eisfeld.
Good old Ruth. I think the nickname Eichhörnchen really suits her. She was born in Sonneberg in 1914. After World War I, the family moved to Eisfeld before Alexander was born in 1920. Hermann named his son after the deceased brother. Ruth worked at the Palestine office in Berlin and survived the World War II with Alexander. In 1939, Ruth and Alexander briefly stayed in England before Alexandra emigrated to Palestine in 1940, Ruth following shortly after the end of World War II.
Hugo was born in 1884, 2 years after me. He later moved to Angermünde, where he married Rosa Bittermann. We had a good life until then. The death of Alex in 1933 was devastating for us. Hermann had a successful career as a businessman. In the fall of 1919, he acquired a department store in Eisfeld, which did very well. In 1927, he even acquired a second department store in Nuremberg and lived there with his family for a while.
But there was already a strong Nazi movement in Nuremberg, so they sold the department store in 1930 and returned to Eisfeld. They could only continue the business there until 1938, when they had to hand it over to the Aryan hands.
1938 was a tumultuous year. After the Reichspogromnacht, Hugo, Hermann, and I were arrested, or, as they called it, taken into protective custody. We were taken to the Sachsenhausen concentration camp. Hermann returned after a month. Hugo and I were eventually released later.
A terrible time, and it didn't get any better. I remember it well. Hermann couldn't find a job as a bearer of the Jewish Star. Julia did laundry to earn some money. In the spring, Hermann was forced to work at the Weltdorf porcelain factory. They had to vacate their apartments and give away many furniture pieces as the living spaces became smaller.
Hermann's last contact with the outside world was on March 31st, 1943. He was taken by the Gestapo to Suhl prison and deported to Auschwitz after 8 weeks. He never returned. Julia and the children survived.
On March 29th, we had to fill out a declaration of assets. Shortly after, on April 2nd, 1943, we were deported. 3 days later, we arrived in Warsaw and entered the ghetto.
Paul and Gertrude were murdered in the Warsaw ghetto. Adolf Gerson was deported to Auschwitz like his brother and died in July 1943. Hugo Gerson was brought into the Warsaw ghetto and declared dead on December 31st, 1948.